welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, we're going to speak about copywriting, or just writing in general. It's an essential skill. It helps you communicate your ideas, your vision, your strategies to everyone, literally everyone, employees, stakeholders, customers. Writing is not just about conveying information. It's also about building relationships through your words, creating a brand, inspiring action. To really help you overcome writing challenges and improve your skills, I'm going to go through some of my best tips that I've learned over my career that can help you communicate through words with clarity. So let's kick this off. The first thing that you have to think about is that when you are writing, you have to start with empathy. Now, why is empathy important? Why is empathy the number one thing that you have to keep in mind when you're writing? Well, empathy means that you're putting yourself in the reader's shoes. You're understanding their needs, their desires, their challenges. When you write with empathy, you can create a connection with your audience and show them you care. Take the example of the late Steve Jobs. He was known for his ability to empathize with his customer and look at the products he's created. He once said, to quote him, "You've got to start with the customer experience and work back towards the technology, not the other way around." By putting himself in his customer's shoes, Jobs was able to create products that were intuitive, user-friendly, and aesthetically pleasing, and we all know how that worked out. The second tip that I'd remind you to sort of keep top of mind is to keep it simple. So in today's fast-paced, information-saturated world, people have little patience for complexity. If you want your message to be heard, you need to make it simple, clear, and concise. Let's look at a corporate example of this done very well. Southwest Airlines. Their writing style is known for its simplicity and its humor. The company's mission statement reads, "The mission of Southwest Airlines is dedication to the highest quality of customer service, delivered with a sense of warmth, friendliness, individual pride, and company spirit." By using simple, straightforward language, Southwest creates a friendly, approachable image that resonates with its customers. When you hear that or when you read that, you know exactly what they're all about. It's not confusing. It's not complex. The third thing you have to keep in mind is that you should always be telling a story. Stories have a unique power to capture people's attention, create an emotional connection, and inspire action. When you tell a story, you make your message more engaging, memorable, relatable. Let's take the example of Patagonia. Their storytelling is as legendary as its outdoor gear. Patagonia's writing is not just about selling products. It's about telling stories that inspire people to care about the environment, social justice, and sustainability. In one of their most famous ads, Patagonia encourages its customers to, quote, "don't buy this jacket," to raise awareness about the negative impact of consumerism on the planet. Fourth tip, edit ruthlessly. Writing is a process, and the best writing is the result of multiple revisions, edits, and proofreading. When you edit ruthlessly, you cut out unnecessary words, clarify your message, and improve your style. Take the example of Mark Zuckerberg, whose writing style is known for its brevity and clarity. In his letter to investors, he wrote, "Facebook was not originally created to be a company. It was built to accomplish a social mission, to make the world more open and connected." By editing ruthlessly, Zuckerberg was able to convey his mission in a clear, concise way. The entire mission statement of a multi-billion dollar company in a few words. Fifth tip, embrace your uniqueness. Your writing is an extension of your personality, and it's what sets you apart from everyone else. It's like a fingerprint. Don't try and imitate someone else's style. Instead, find your own voice, your own tone, and your own style. Let's take the example of Seth Godin, a prolific. His writing style is as distinctive as his bald head and his yellow or purple glasses, whatever he's wearing on that day. It's short, it's witty, it's full of insight, it's pithy. He writes in a conversational tone using metaphors, stories, and examples to make his points and really drive them home. He also doesn't shy away from being provocative, challenging his readers to think differently and take action. The number one writing style that you can adopt is to write the way you speak. Sixth point, practice regularly. The more you write, the better you get. Writing is a skill that requires practice, and the more you do it, the easier it becomes. To improve your writing skills, set aside time to write every day, even if it's just for a few minutes. It can be helpful to set specific goals for your writing practice, such as writing a certain number of words or focusing on a particular topic. To practice writing regularly, you could start a daily journal or a blog. Set a goal to write for 10 to 15 minutes every day, even if it's just a quick reflection on your day or a short story. You could also take online writing courses or join a writing group to get feedback on your writing and improve your skills. If you feel like you're running into writer's block, take a piece of paper and a pen and force yourself to sit down for an hour or an hour and a half until you write a page. Or not even if you write a page, until you write something. And you know that you're not allowed to do anything else except write on that page with that pen. And I can guarantee you that if you set constraints and you force yourself to do something, you'll be shocked at how fast writer's block disappears. Seventh tip, read a lot. Reading is one of the best ways to improve your writing skills. By reading, you can expose yourself to different writing styles, genres, perspectives. This can help you expand your vocabulary, improve your grammar, and learn new writing techniques. Make it a habit to read regularly, both for pleasure and for education. And just to give you some tips on how to accomplish this, you can make a list of books, articles, and blogs that cover a range of topics and genres. Try and read at least one new book or article each week and take notes on what you liked and what you didn't like about the writing. This can help you learn new techniques, new styles, and helps you improve your own writing style as well. The eighth point is to use an active voice. So what's an active voice? Well, an active voice is probably one of the simplest ways to improve your writing. So an active voice makes your writing more direct, clear, and engaging. It also helps you avoid using passive voice, which can make your writing sound weak or confusing. So to use an active voice, focus on the subject of the sentence and make it the quote-unquote actor of the action. Here's an example of how to use active voice. So if you want to compare the two, passive voice would sound like the report was written by the team leader, whereas the active voice is the team leader wrote the report. By using active voice, you make the sentence more direct and easier to understand. You can also add more details to the sentence to make it more engaging, such as the team leader wrote a comprehensive report on the new product launch, highlighting key findings and recommendations, for example. Ninth tip, avoid jargon. Jargon is specialized language, and you know what jargon is, but let me define it succinctly. Jargon is specialized language that is used in particular professions or industries. While it can be helpful to use jargon when writing for a very specific audience, it can also be a barrier to communication. So if you want to improve your writing style, avoid using jargon, acronyms, or technical terms that your reader might not understand. Instead, use plain English that is easy to understand. And to avoid using jargon, I mean, it seems obvious, but for example, instead of saying, we need to optimize our customer acquisition funnel, you could say, we need to improve the way that we attract and retain customers. This makes the sentence more accessible and understandable to a wider audience. And lastly, get to the point. In today's fast-paced world, people have limited attention spans. If you want your writing to be effective, you need to get to the point, start with your main message, and avoid burying it in unnecessary details. Make your writing as concise and to the point as possible while still conveying your message effectively. Here's an example of getting to the point. Here's an unclear sentence. In order to be successful in today's highly competitive market, it is essential to have a well-rounded strategy that incorporates a variety of tactics and tools, including digital marketing, social media, and customer engagement. This is a clear version of that sentence. To be successful in today's market, you need a strong strategy that includes digital marketing, social media, and customer engagement. By getting to the point quickly, you make your writing more engaging and help your readers understand your message. And to help with all of these tips, there's tons of tools and software available that can help you improve your writing skills. For example, Grammarly is a popular writing assistant. It can help you improve your grammar, your spelling, your style. Hemingway is another great tool that you can use to help you write clear, concise, and easy to read sentences. And if, of course, you need more help writing, you can get a coach for anything. Editors, courses are available, YouTube, all that stuff, all these systems to help you improve that skill set will give you guidance and feedback. That's just a general best practice if you want to learn anything. In terms of writing, writing is not just a skill, it is a true mindset. So by applying some of these principles to your writing and also the way you lead, you can create more authentic, engaging, and impactful presence that inspires your team, inspires your customers, inspires your investors. So don't be afraid to write. And if you're good at writing, you're a good communicator, which means don't be afraid to lead. Just remember that you have to keep it simple, tell a story, and always be yourself. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.